I would like just to say that as you approach your yearly festivities, how much love is felt at this time of year. What I would wish to say to you is this. You know that all of existence is energy, and we have spoken of energy on several occasions. But I wonder, my dear friends, how aware you are when it comes to that energy of love, and how different and pure it feels. I would say to you, at this coming time of your year, when so many people are unconditionally giving of themselves to try to become aware of what difference that energy is and becomes, I am sure that you would find that you are exhilarated by that awareness. It is something for you to ponder on, I feel.
Yes, I must say, I was considering the energy here tonight, which I'm trying to put the right word to it, and I thought powerful, but no, that is not the word. Because this energy is so easy to be with.
Yes.
Yet it is felt.
Yes.
And as you say, sometimes the love energy does seem different again.
It is the purest of energy. Think of the mother with the newborn child, and you can feel the expression of that unconditional love. But what I would like you to try this time is that during your coming weeks, to feel from other people, not only of like mind, but of strangers, of people who you come across in your everyday life. Try to feel that love energy which comes from them. Not towards you as an individual, but the awareness of that greater energy which is exuded. Do you understand?
Yes.
I feel, my dear friends, a great need for you all at this present time to raise your understanding and awareness. I touched upon this last time with those who were present, and I know my words have been read, but I would like just to reiterate some of those words and to say to you that from this time it is necessary for you all, my dear friends, for your consciousness to be raised in all areas of virtuous work. I know each one of you does very good work when it comes to sowing seeds, when it comes to speaking of people in need. But now we need each one of you to raise your own vibration. And that must come from each one of you. And only then will we be able to give you so much more. Not because it is necessary for your growth, but because in this work we must always go forward. I am sure you understand. So, I am placing some responsibility onto your own shoulders. And I am sure that all of us in my world will attempt to help and support and to convince you of many, many things and phenomena. Because, my dear friends, you have earned it. But we must not come to a standstill. We must continue to move forward. I hope, my dear friends, as I have been speaking of love this evening, that each one of you feels the love that is surrounding each one of you at this very moment of your time. There are many with you for that purpose.
Yes, I'm sure we will do.
Now, I feel for this time, I will take some questions from you, and then I will continue to work quietly with this instrument.
Perhaps you're right in thinking that in raising our awareness, this will be through meditation, through asking, and through that inner feeling that seems to rise up.
Yes, you have to let, you have to give a little more of yourselves outside of this room. You have to allow that spiritual being to become more prominent in your everyday living. If you wish to make progress, then question what this work is about. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
I know that Jim has a question for you. Is it all right if we go over and put the torch on so that he can read?
Yes.
Question. Thank you. I'll stand here.
I now regard myself as a student, as you advised me that I have a lot to learn. I've been reading transcripts starting June 1994, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to ask questions. On the transcripts dated August 1495, Les Bowen was expressing the hope that transcripts would be published, and Hugh Sunnymet said at the time that the time would come when the information would be gathered, put down, and distributed. The transcript that I am reading is an embodiment of what was then said. Some of the information could be regarded as direct teaching for all who read it. Some, it appeared to me, was directed to the group present at the time. On this occasion, you asked persons in the group, asked the persons in the group place their hands on yours, actually on the hands of the instrument, for 10 seconds, and then return to their seat to feel the energy given, and later tell Les Bowen what they felt. This was done. As I read this, I thought to myself, I would like to experience such direct contact as this. Could it be done for me? And finally, in January 95, you said you had listened to the thoughts that came to you during the period since the previous meeting. Should I personally regard myself as one of the group in this sense? That is, that you would listen to my thoughts. Thank you.
Yes. I thank you for your question. Yes, when first I came to you, not sure of what I had to bring was new to the group. And in fact, I feel that I might say some of my teaching was against the beliefs of some. But that was part of my coming, that we had a group who was not only prepared to listen, but who use their own thinking, their own inner knowledge to judge my words, whether they chose to believe my teachings or not. And you may think, is that not foolish? Would it not be better to choose people who would believe every word that is spoken? But that was not to be my choice. I, of course, came from a higher source, where much has been discussed before I came. But to return to your question, my dear friend, I will take your last question first. and say to you that all who enter this room, all who come before us to listen to my words, is indeed included in what you term this group. Because we could not allow anyone to enter this room with any form of negativity. And I know the others will remember my words, that I had told them many would come and many would go. But all who come have left with some knowledge. So yes, your thoughts, as with every person within this room, I do take heed of. But it does not mean that I will express those thoughts to you. But I will try to help in whatever way is allowed. Also, my dear friend, if you feel a great need to place your hands onto this instrument, hopefully you will feel the same energy that the others did in time gone by. Therefore, I would say to you, if you wish the opportunity, to take it now.
All right, Gigi. Take your hands.
Very lightly, no pressure on the instrument's hands, please. Place them flatly on the palms and feel the love and the energy which comes to you.
That you have healing hands.
I need to reflect on this.
Now, do we have more questions at this time?
Anyone?
I was reading transcript,
yes.
I too am starting to read through from the beginning again, and I realised how much I understood or how much I've forgotten.
Yes,
it's really a worthwhile exercise, it really is. And there was, you gave some advice to a member of the group at the time not to do a particular trip, and I think it was on the boat, but I can't remember now. I did heed your advice and I didn't go on that boat, but nothing could actually happen. The boat didn't sink or anything. And you said that if that person had gone on that trip, they would have broken their leg, which was fascinating. And it made me think that there are many, many, many potential realities in our futures. And I was wondering if you could say anything about that, because it's an area I don't really understand.
Again, we speak of something which is most difficult for you as human beings, because time, of course, is past, present and future.
Yes.
We come to an area which most of you find difficult to understand.
Yes.
But if past, present and future are as one, then future has already been, I'm looking for the correct word of understanding. Your future plans have already taken form. But your own free will in this world can change those things. I believe we spoke about this briefly when one member had the wrong gender of child.
Yes.
And I explained that the thinking and the free will of the individual can change what is about your possibilities. Let me phrase it that way for you.
Yes.
You all have a life path.
Yes.
But it is influenced by your free will. Therefore, those formation of future plans, and I use those words only for your understanding, your future plans can be changed.
Yes.
And indeed, that is what happened with the warning that I was protecting that individual.
Yes.
But, of course, I cannot interfere with your free will.
So the only life, the only thing that happened then is that she did, in fact, not break her leg.
Yes.
And the other potential reality of her breaking a leg was never more than a potential reality.
Yes.
How fascinating.
I hope it has simplified it.
Yes.
It is a difficult topic, and not one that many human beings fully understand.
No.
There are so many possibilities.
Yes.
That is a good word, possibilities.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for that. It's very useful.
Simon, it's not on a similar subject, but you told me, I think it was possibly a year ago now, that the reason I was in so much pain was I was on the wrong path. And I knew I was in several areas of my life.
Yes.
One of which I put right was the fear regarding my husband. The second one recently has been my job. And within a couple of days of leaving that job, the pain in my foot has now completely disappeared.
Thank you. You have confirmed my words. And no better explanation than a physical happening. Always when we speak of responsibility for help, so many people feel that health conditions are an outward happening, when in fact all health issues start from within.
Yes.
me take many of your early years, but it still comes from within. So, my dear friend, continue on the correct pathway.
I will indeed.
And I will endeavor to help you all that I can.
Thank you. I knew I was on the wrong pathway. I just needed the right opportunity to come off with that one.
Yes, you needed just a little push. Yes, of course.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope that the push was gentle enough.
Yes, it was gentle enough, but again, my own free will with the doubting afterwards came in. But I have been trying very, very hard to think that was in the past. I now have a new chapter and to move on.
That has always been throughout your living, the doubt in your mind, and only you can control and change.
It's the self doubting, not doubting anything else other than myself.
Yes.
And that's what I do try and work on.
That is good for you.
But to be pain free, just I can't tell you how liberating, or Graham knows how that feels. And if I had to write one chapter on anything that I've learned, this would be it.
And it shows how much you have grown in 1 year.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
There is an interesting channel, Gregory Posner, who would appear to channel Jesus, or perhaps an aspect of Jesus, or several aspects of Jesus. The word used is we, and not I, as if it comes from more than one. It talks of Jesus and travelling in the East, and being coupled with Mary Magdalene, and there being four children. It all seems very real and a very convincing channel. I just wondered if you would have any comment on that.
There has been much spoken in your world about Jesus the Christ, and we have spoken at length, I feel, on that subject.
We have indeed.
But I will simply say this to you, that when Jesus the Christ came on his mission, and that is why he came, he had a mission to accomplish in the human form. But I hope by now, my dear friends, that you understand that when you are clothed in human form, you have human frailties, as you would call them, not I. He came to this earth plane to live life as a man, albeit with many spiritual gifts. Therefore, why does it amaze you that he acted as a human man?
Yes, I'm personally very happy with that.
Yes.
Very accepting.
He lived life fully as a human being. I can tell you this. It is fact. Where mankind has gone wrong with Jesus the Christ is to see him as something he was not. And he would be the first to reiterate these things to you. And yes, the essence of Jesus the Christ has returned many times to relate the truth of his human life here upon this earth.
Yes, so in the channeled work, to use the pronoun we would be correct and acceptable.
If he was channeling the essence of Jesus the Christ, then yes, there could be many aspects. Therefore, the word we would be used.
Yes. Yes.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes, yes, that is. And it just seems such a very convincing channel, and that Jesus should have children. I'm very happy with that. I see no reason why not. And yes, I think you imply that Jesus has been placed on such a pedestal.
Yes.
That such a thing would not, or many would wish not to acknowledge.
Yes, it is abhorrent to many to think that the Son of Christ, as he was called, could actually function as a human man. And after all, that is what he was. He was clothed in human garb and lived a life as you all do. And how many of you here know of your true spiritual being? You do not. But whilst you are here, you function as a human being.
Yes.
So I hope that has helped you with your question.
Yes, I felt it was something that would be good to be aired, largely for the benefit of those reading the transcripts.
I will say to you, my dear friend, that no matter what the truth, whatever is said and given by Jesus the Christ, it will always be denied, whilst there is so much bondage to Christianity.
Yes.
You understand that people will always be reluctant to believe in the same way as it has taken so long for all of us who come to you to help you to understand what the truth is. But we have come to a stage in the earth's existence where mankind is now thinking for himself and realizing that he is more than human form. So I hope those words give you a little more to think about.
Yes, indeed. And when masters incarnate, then, as you say, they're both teacher and human.
Yes.
Simple as that.
It is as simple as that. And that is what all people must recognize. When you come to this planet, no matter what your spiritual being is, whilst you are clothed and live a life on this planet, then all of your spiritual existence beforehand cannot take the place of life here on this earth.
Yes, that's very helpful. Thank you very much indeed.
No. I think to continue. And while I continue to work quietly with this one, that our lady friend, if she will, take us on a journey of peace and inner knowledge. If she is happy to do this. I ask also, please, dear lady friend, that on returning, a little quietness, just